addressing journalists in Harare, Sikala immediately urged members of different parties being expelled from their organizations to join the NCA party. He said his party took the decision to join Professor Maduku's NCA party due to the cordial relations currently existing between the two parties. Mr. Sikala, who is a former MDC lawmaker for St. Mary's, added that his party has enjoyed good relations with NCA since the period of the referendum when they campaigned for a no vote against the adoption of Zimbabwe's new constitution.
Our relationship should not only end during the period of the referendum, but we must go beyond that and come out with an alternative political movement that will give a different voice from the current chorus that have been echoing in our country. And we have agreed that the MDC 99 merges with the NCA to come out with one political movement that will contest for political power against the current political setup in our country.
The former student leader said they will pursue their political strategy of making Zimbabwe ungovernable through various means.
We will cause Zimbabwe to be ungovernable with this, but that's it, one of the motivations that caused us to join together. Don't think I'm joining women. I'm joining men with spine who are ready to take their heads to the block to fight for their freedom. We will move on the path of our usual operations. Definitely, confrontation will be part and parcel of our strategy to see how we will mitigate the political terrain in our country.
Sikala said the new political party will operate in the interim under the NCA banner until its congress expected in March next year. The NCA transformed into a political party soon after Zimbabwe's 2013 harmonized elections, which were won resoundingly by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF. The MDC formations and some Western nations have refused to recognize the ZANU-PF victory, saying the elections were rigged in favor of the former liberation movement. The Southern African Development Community, African Union and related entities endorsed the elections, saying they were free and fair. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.